I'm John Batchelor. Selena Zito of the Washington Examiner, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and the New York Post is here to help me understand a story that I paid no attention to whatsoever because high school football is a dear memory of mine, 50 years, 60 years. Yeah, I was at Lower Merion High School in eastern Pennsylvania, the collar counties of Pennsylvania. Montgomery County is the name. And every week when we played the game on Saturday, and I played varsity when I was a grown-up, 11th and 12th grade, the coach, Fritz Brennan, would gather us on the sideline right before the game started, and you went out for the kickoff, and we'd all form a circle around Fritz Brennan, and he would say a prayer. I never actually heard the whole prayer because there'd be a lot of yelling by the cheerleaders and the crowd. But the prayer was for our safety, that we would all come through the game without being injured. It was a grown-up moment for those of us in the circle. And I can recall in ninth grade from junior high school going to a Lower Merion High School game and admiring these big guys out there in a circle praying. It seemed very grown-up, and I wanted to be one of them. However, Selena instructs me over time, not just now, but over time, that has become a controversy in 21st century America. What happened to drive this, Selena? Because it's now a Supreme Court decision.
Right. You know, you share the same memory that I have. You know, my son played high school football, and my daughter played high school and college soccer. This was a tradition that nobody blinked an eye at. It was seen, and I think it's important to note was the coach never prayed that you win. The coach always prayed that everybody was safe. We're at the end of a very contentious football game between two rivals in central Pennsylvania, and it went down to the last 15 seconds. When the game ended, both teams came together and prayed and were thankful that nobody got hurt in the game. But this is something that has been chipped away in small towns and large cities all across the country for the past two decades by a lot of work from the Freedom from Religion Alliance, and they do activist work. They provide a nice little button to report a school that's prayed, and then they send their attorneys after the superintendents. The superintendents cave, and there's no more prayer. And this has happened all across the country, and it's happened for decades. It's also happened at ahead of town hall meetings. Often there's people will do the Pledge of Allegiance and they'll offer a moment of silence and prayer, also eliminated. This past week, there was a coach in Seattle, Washington, who was fired for doing this. And he vowed to take it to the Supreme Court. And he waited seven long years. His name is Joe Kennedy. He won his case with a majority opinion from Neil Gorsuch. And it offered up the freedom of religious liberty. And it was a 6-3 decision. So all the conservative constitutionalist jurist weighed in on it, and it's seen as a great victory for the religious liberty crowd, but also just for everyone in this country, whether they have a sense of religiosity or not. This is an important sort of return to our constitutional roots that goes along with the ruling on the Second Amendment, but also the ruling on the Dodds ruling on taking the Roe v. Wade back to the states as opposed to a federal law. And so that's what happened.
I want to stay with the decision by Neil Gorsuch because the way the decision is rendered, it's both a freedom of religion and a freedom of speech issue, which the justices believe is in no way in encroaching upon the rights of others for a school employee to be, the quote is, free to speak with a friend, call for a reservation at a restaurant, check mail, or attend to other matters, and certainly praying at the 50-yard line is certainly a freedom of speech. The puzzle to me when you first introduced it to me was, huh, what's happening here? And then I learned from you that this has been happening for decades. And yeah. There was no attention to it. And I think the reason there was no attention to it is because no one was really protesting. Joe Kennedy was the one who brought it to the courts or started the process because he lost his job. It just seemed commonsensical. And I thought it was like everything else. The high school or junior high school makes a decision and they go with it. I didn't know that superintendents were being shy. I don't know how else to describe them. Fearful of retaliation by some aspect of the public. It's an odd thing, though. It meant a lot to us in 1965 and 66. And I'm going to guess it meant a lot to your children when you watch them, to have somebody pray for their safety.
It's a result, you know, it's part of what I wrote in my book. This is something that I have been following for years, but it never really made its way to the national press, because oftentimes the people that are in the national newsrooms, there's not a large sense of religiosity. So it's not a story to them. However, I have been writing about this for years, and it is part of what has formed the coalition of within the Republican Party. Evangelical voters have not always been in lockstep with the Republicans. In fact, the majority of them voted for Barack Obama in 2008. But this became, as our culture pushed against traditions, these voters made a decision that this was not something that they were going to stand for anymore.
And your understanding is that the prayer can now return to high school and junior high school contests, sports contests, yeah, depending upon the decision of the local authorities. Is that your understanding? It's not mandated and it's not forbidden. It's what it was in the 1960s.
Exactly.
Selina Zito, who writes for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the Washington Examiner, and the New York Post on Fort Necessity, 1754, in the Great Meadows of Fayette County, Pennsylvania, to 2022 and a decision by the Supreme Court, all of a piece about the United States of America. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.